Portland Police Bureau. This has been declared a riot.
We crooked.
This feels like the energy for this rebellion is coming from some unknown place. I said, it felt almost supernatural because it was pushing people beyond their human limits.
We're in the streets because of Black Lives Matter, because the police killed Breonna Taylor and George Floyd, and they covered up the killing of Ahmaud Arbery.
On May 25th, 2020, George Floyd was killed by Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, sparking an unprecedented series of nationwide protests against police brutality. At first, the protests in Portland were like the protests everywhere else, but then they just kept going and going for more than 100 consecutive nights of tear gas, rubber bullets, and beatings. Militarized federal police came in with experimental chemical weapons. Right-wing vigilantes started showing up, shooting into crowds and throwing homemade explosives at activists. Through all this, Portland's Black Lives Matter movement persevered. In their successes and mistakes, in their agonies and survival, the activists of Portland are a lesson for the rest of the nation. Now you can hear the real story in the words of the people who were there.
You know, they're pushing, they're shoving, I'm yelling and screaming the whole time, like,
I'm waving my press badge on my cane around saying, I'm blind.
Get on the sidewalk now!
And so we were following the groans of people, you know, coughing and being victims of tear gas, and the cops just rolled up with like four cars and eight officers hopped out, and I got snatched up. I just got snatched up. I got grabbed by the hair, got yanked to the ground.
Leave the area. Failure to follow this direction may subject you to arrest or use of force, including crowd control munitions.
Crooked.
Listen to Uprising, a guide from Portland, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.